Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I have had occasion to mourn, and I have known many people who have been in mourning for the loss of a loved one. And it's hard to say when you're mourning that you're blessed. Blessed are they that mourn. I've observed a marked difference between those who are Christians and those who have no hope in Christ when they mourn. It's painful for both, but the Christian has a comfort from the Holy Spirit, a comfort from God that's almost beyond understanding. Jesus does not say to us, "Do not mourn." He does not say, "Do not cry." Jesus wept at the graveside of his friend Lazarus. But he said, "You will receive God's comfort when you mourn." What a blessed thought that is, knowing that the Holy Spirit will be with us in our deepest, darkest hour of loss. He will be there, and he will comfort us. And we will have the comfort in heaven of never mourning again, of living with God forever without one single tear. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Our Father in heaven, I pray, O Lord God, that you would visit each person who is grieving and mourning at this hour. Lord, sometimes these periods of mourning, these times of grief and loss, seem to just last and last and last. And sometimes when a birthday or an anniversary comes around, or some other significant holiday comes around, and we're visited all over with that loss. Bless us with your comfort, O Lord. Help us in our tears. Give us that comfort from heaven that only you can give. Fill us with the hope of eternal life. Fill us with hope of that day when we will get to heaven and there won't be one single tear. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.